From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tourists from around the world will soon be flocking to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. The carnival parades have already begun. But an incident on New Year's Eve has dampened the party atmosphere. The death of an African-American tourist has launched a local and federal investigation, and some prominent ministers are threatening to tell tourists to stay away. Susan Rosgen of member station WWNO has the story.
Nearly every night, Bourbon Street is a raucous place. You can always spot the tourists because they're the ones with a look on their faces that says, man, this is wild. Sometimes too wild. On New Year's Eve, a couple of Georgia college students tried to get into Razoo, a big Bourbon Street bar. Anthony Williams and LaVon Jones walked up to the door, but Williams was turned away, he says, because he didn't meet the bar's dress code. There was a scuffle with the bouncers, and then Jones was face down in the street with three bouncers on top of him. One held his legs, another had a chokehold around his neck, and the third sat on him. For more than 10 minutes, they held Jones down on the ground as he struggled to breathe. And Orleans Parish Coroner Frank Minyard says Jones didn't have a chance.
This led to a suffocation type thing with lack of oxygen going to the brain, which triggered an irregular heartbeat. And he died because of the irregular heartbeat.
Within a week after Jones' death, New Orleans police arrested the three bouncers and charged them with negligent homicide. And that might have been the end of a tragic story. But LaVon Jones was black, the bouncers are white, and some say the bar's dress code is simply racism.
The dress code is clear. And the dress code is whites only Razoo's.
Yes, sir.
I challenge the judicial system to reconsider negligent homicide. I see this, in my personal opinion, as either first or second degree murder.
Pastor Tom Watson is one of a group of prominent black ministers who are clamoring for more than the bouncer's arrest. If the Jones case is not handled to their satisfaction, the ministers say they may demand that major black tourist events stop coming to New Orleans. That would include the annual Bayou Classic College football game between Southern and Grambling, and the even bigger Essence Festival.
I want to talk to African-American people. When are we going to wake up? If they don't want us down there, exactly. Let's create our own.
Exactly.
Let's start our own French Quarter.
Exactly.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
We should not patronize businesses that do not want us there.
The FBI has started a preliminary investigation to see if there were civil rights violations involved in Jones' death, and his parents have filed a wrongful death suit against the bouncers and the bar. The parents' lawyer, Ron Austin, says he intends to sue the New Orleans Police Department, too.
At least two, maybe three New Orleans police officers showed up on the scene and really did nothing. And so I guess the point is, at what point should they have stepped in and remove the bouncers from choking this guy to death?
If there's a trial in LaVon Jones' death, the most gripping testimony is likely to be silent. It's home video of Jones and the bouncers taken by a witness, and although there's no sound, the tape clearly shows the bouncers holding Jones down while New Orleans cops handcuff him and leave him on the street. The video has been shown repeatedly on local TV stations, but the bar's owners, who declined to be interviewed, say the bar's surveillance tape will justify the bouncer's actions. And while they maintain the bar has a dress code, they've never said what it is. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen in New Orleans.